Got some news coming up here, but let's take a look at some more music notes with Miranda Lambert has revealed one thing that her husband, Brendan McLaughlin, does to keep her marriage going strong. Quote, I love coffee. I'm actually not nice until I have it. My husband knows that, so he usually like hands it to me in silence in the bed, like, have your charm, honey. And from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, my name is John Curdy, and this news update is brought to you by Doc Tom's Pet Company, located behind the Bad Axe Animal Clinic on the north end of Bad Axe. Doc Tom's Pet Co. offering top quality pet food, supplies, and products local veterinarians trust. Visit them for all your pet needs. A gun case holding two firearms was discovered by a motorist around midday on September 25th along M53 near Soper Road in Colfax Township, reportedly after falling off a passing vehicle. Sheriff Kelly Hansen is urging anyone who traveled through the area at that time and is missing guns to reach out to the Huron County Sheriff's Office during regular business hours at 989-269-6500 and ask for Deputy Bismack, or contact Huron Central Dispatch at 989-269-6421 after hours. And a five-member Tuscola County Board of Commissioners is one short after District 1 Commissioner John Goodchild announced his immediate resignation during Thursday's county meeting. He cited commitments and wanting to spend more time with family for his resignation after 7 months in county government. Goodchild, who had no previous governmental experience, was selected over some candidates who had previous experience on a village council. The deadline to apply with a letter of interest or in resumes for the open seat is October 9, according to Tuscola County Clerk Jody Fetting. If the seat is not filled within 30 days, the county will have to conduct a special election. Commission District Number 1 covers the townships of Akron, Columbia, Elkland, Elmwood, Fairgrove, Guilford, and Wisner, as well as the villages in those areas. Candidates interested in the open seat must be at least 18 years of age, be a registered voter, and live within that district. In Tuscola County, a commissioner receives a yearly salary of $14,326 and has the option of health insurance with a value of about $20,900. If a commissioner does not take the health insurance, there is a $2,000 incentive. Goodchild was appointed in mid-February to replace Tom Young, who unexpectedly passed away. When we come back after this Doc Tom's Pet Company sponsor message, we'll get to our more local news.
This is Jessica from Doc Tom's Pet Company, formerly Discount Pet Supply. We offer high-quality, nutritious pet food and treats recommended by veterinarians. Our store also has everything your pet needs, from grooming services, clothing, collars, and leashes, to beds and more. Save money by becoming a loyalty rewards member and earning discounts. We even price match. Doc Tom's is proudly owned and operated in loving memory of the greatest large animal vet, Dr. Thomas Glaser. Tom and Becky were proud owners of the Bad Axe Animal Clinic and Discount Pet Supply. At Doc Tom's, we strive to carry on the same exceptional service they provided. Stop by Doc Tom's, located behind the Bad Axe Animal Clinic next to Meyer, and get the best for you and your pet.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy, and looking at our regional news, Bay City drivers should expect increased semi-truck traffic on various routes this fall as Michigan Sugar adjusts its haul routes for the harvest season. With the Lafayette Bridge closed until 2027 for replacement, most beet haulers are rerouted to the Veterans Memorial Bridge or the Liberty Bridge, which has tolls. Michigan Sugar urges growers to use Liberty Bridge from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. and Veterans Bridge for overnight to reduce congestion near these crossings. The tolls at Liberty Bridge add extra cost for farmers, and some truckers might use the Independence Bridge despite extended travel time. Despite the detours, a strong sugar beet harvest is anticipated, expected to conclude by mid-November. And Michigan leaders have reached a bipartisan state budget agreement days before the October 1st deadline to prevent a partial government shutdown. Governor Gretchen Whitmer, House Speaker Matt Hall, and Senate Majority Leader Winnie Brink said the framework aims to reduce costs, cut waste, increase efficiency, and boost funding for roads. The agreement includes targeted tax relief and reforms in state spending while prioritizing education and public safety. Final budget details still require legislative approval, with lawmakers working to finalize and pass it to avoid service disruptions, as concerns remain regarding timely funding for schools and early learning programs. It is anticipated by Tuesday, September 30th, there will be a vote to ratify the budget. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, my name is John Curdy, and you can get the full stories of your news, weather, information, and obituaries on thumbnet.net. And that news update was brought to you by Doc Tom's Pet Company, located behind the Bad Axe Animal Clinic on the north end of Bad Axe. Doc Tom's Pet Co., offering top quality pet foods, supplies, and products local veterinarians trust. Visit them for all your pet needs.